Get ready to challenge conventional beliefs about what's possible in creating health, wealth, and happiness. You are listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. This hit show is providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. It is time to open and expand your awareness, accelerate your well-being, as Megan shares wisdom, teachings, and experience from a lifelong journey of the heart. Enact the power of radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective. Now, here's Playing on the Edge Radio.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and Megan Edge is here. Both of us get to hang out and do this show together. For those of you that want to find out a little bit more about Megan, as I've said many times, master healer, teacher, international radio host, public speaker, writer, author of The Heart's Journey. And, you know, today we're talking about something that's so very important to each of us as we take a look at our radical change with ease, or radical ease with change, whichever one you want to pick. If you're feeling lucky, it might be radical ease with change. And that's today's show. You know, today's show is all about on the edge of luck. What does that mean to be on the edge of luck? Have you ever felt like you're kind of teeter-tottering on the edge of luck, but not quite there? But then you watch other people in your life and they are so very lucky, right? But today we're gonna talk about luck. What the heck is luck? Megan, this is an important conversation because you and I were talking before the show about people have put me in a box and call me one of the luckiest people they've ever met. And, you know, it's really, when you think about that, now I think about that, I have a different perspective on it. But today, on the edge of luck has a very special meaning to you, especially in the work that you do, doesn't it?
It really does, Pat. And I've been having a lot of fun with this since you and I conceptualized this and sat down and started looking at really what is the language of luck? What are the cultural understandings and expectations of luck? How do we play with it? It's amazing how often the word luck shows up in our language. I did this really fun search on Google to look for quotes for fortune and luck. And wow, there are so many of them. And it really got me thinking about my own relationship with this concept of being lucky or not being lucky, and how it relates to the work that I do around manifesting, around creating and empowering other people to have a sense of their own capacity and the possibilities that exist for them in their lives. And when I think about it that way, I realize that a lot of the work I do is actually to take people away from this idea that there's a thing called luck, over which they have no control, over which they have no say, and rather give them tools and techniques to empower them to take responsibility for the things that happen to them in their lives, the things that they have immediate control over, with the recognition that there are bigger things that happen in our lives that we may feel we don't have any control over, and then looking at what those relationships are like.
Yeah, I mean, part of this is looking at this idea of opportunity. I think you call it the power of the invitation. Let's talk about that for a little bit, because the energy of openness that allows for some people to enter into what I call the realm of luck and other people not. But let's talk about what your reference is to the power of the invitation, because there is an energy of that which transcends any limitation we may either impose on ourselves or others impose on us. What is that? What is that sense for you, those invitations in life?
Yeah, that's a great question. The invitations for me are the opportunities that show up when somebody extends an invitation. And the quote that comes to mind right now as it relates to luck is hard work. Right? Because when you think about it, you with the experience of being lucky, or other people perceiving you as lucky, or other people perceiving me as lucky, we've worked really hard and really diligently. And for a long time, to find ourselves in the places that we are in our lives. And yes, there has been fortune that has showed up, perhaps, if that's the way we want to look at it. Certainly there's been invitations. And my personal belief around this is that when we are open to receiving invitation, when we are open to acknowledging that we deserve the invitation, it's much easier for us to see the opportunities as they cross our paths. And I do believe that opportunity is constantly crossing our paths. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you believe about whether you're lucky or unlucky. You are always being given invitations, but you may not always recognize what those invitations are. You may not believe you deserve them, so you don't see them, or you don't recognize them as the invitation, and you don't say yes to them.
Right.
Right. And that's the biggest piece, is when you are able to accept an invitation, decide it is good for you, say yes to it, that's when the opportunities show up. But once again, you have to be engaged in those opportunities. So I had a student recently say to me, or ask me, do I ever say no when I receive invitation? And that's really what got me thinking about this whole idea. And I ended up writing an article about it, went out in my newsletter. And that's what led us actually to talking today about luck. And my answer when I gave it a moment's pause was, no, I pretty much always say yes. Even when I don't know what the outcome is going to be, right? If it looks exciting and it looks like it could be interesting, let's say yes, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that the idea of that is that when we're looking at something, the idea of saying yes keeps the portal open. You know, it keeps the portal open, and it keeps the portal open for a bit of exploration, further investigation. But, you know, an initial gut reaction on an invitation is something where it allows us to kind of be with that thing, whatever that is, whether it's an invitation to go to the movies, or an invitation like we just spent a weekend over in Leavenworth, or an invitation to get this new job or promotion, or an opportunity for you and your family, whatever that is. There is an invitation that could equal opportunity, but only in the yes energy, right?
That's right. And here's the beautiful thing about this. You don't have to say yes to every invitation that crosses your path. You have free will. That's this beautiful gift that we have as human beings. So you have the ability to discern for yourself, is this invitation one that I want to accept? Is this in my highest good? Will this be a wonderful experience, or will it be an experience and then I'll have the result of that experience? You can say no to them. I feel like if you were to say yes more often than no, your whole world could open up to new opportunities. And from the outside looking in, that might appear like it's lucky, but I think in fact what you're doing is actively participating in the outcome of your yes.
I mean, if we think about our lives and we think about where we're going and what we're doing, we attempt to really hope for possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I say we attempt to really hope for. That is like almost as vague as you can get about it. Attempt to look for. And the reason I say that is because I think, doesn't it open up a way of being where if we're not awake and aware at some level, then we're in a space of shutting down. And some people say, Megan, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Some people say that our energy of being open attracts that to us. But I have a little different sense of it. I have a sense that the universe is always trying to operate for my good. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it. But then again, I believe in a benevolent universe. I don't believe in, you know, the Infinity Wars of Avenger universe, right? I believe that Captain Marvel is going to sweep in the next Avenger movie and save the day. And I've always been like that, but it doesn't mean that I'm not a realist when it comes to the day and day. How do we balance those two things?
I think what's really important is to start from what I call the small picture perspective. you look at what's right in front of you, what you actually can affect in your life. And I love how the Seth material talks about this. I was thinking about this morning, Jane Roberts in the Seth material. I love what Seth says about creating our own reality, which is that we have the capacity to create the reality that immediately affects us. So that's where my free will comes in. And I get to choose my response, my behavior, my reaction. And that takes practice. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world to be able to be in that awareness, like you were just talking about. Once I engage into a relationship with somebody, whether that's the bus driver, the postman, the cashier, my husband, now there are two people who are trying to affect their reality, and it becomes a co-creation of whatever the experience is going to be of that connection between two people. And then you can take it even farther out. And this is where I took the Seth teachings and started to really ask about, okay, if I create my own reality, then how am I affecting the snowstorm that we're currently having in Victoria? Well, I personally am not going to be able to change that snowstorm. The snowstorm has shown up for a reason that I choose to believe is bigger than any effect that I have on it. And that the reason and the purpose for the snowstorm is one that I may not be able to see right now, as it's an inconvenience to me, but I can trust that there's a bigger reason for it happening. So that's where the relationship goes from the individual being able to affect their reality to the co-creation of reality between two people, to the co-creation of reality between a family or a community or a country, or even if we want to now move up into big picture thinking, the co-creation of reality of the whole planet and then of the universe.
Yeah. Let's talk about this when we come back from break. Here in the United States, we're starting to get people that are throwing their hat sort of in the pot for the 2020 election. And a friend of mine sent me a text message, I think it was yesterday, saying, wow, you know, she calls her my girl, right? She says, yeah, Amy Klobuchar, wow, how unlucky. And I thought, wow. And I emailed her back and I say, what happened to her? She says, oh, how unlucky about the storm, the blizzard. And I texted her back and I said, OMG, what a profoundly lucky event for her to announce her bid for presidency in her hometown, Minnesota, out there with snow coming down, freezing weather, a gigantic crowd of people. Her hair by the end of the full hour was white. And what I said was, everybody is talking about her grit. And then 5 days ago, they were talking about the fact she was too nice. So two sides of the same coin. Somebody sees it as, oh, wow, unlucky. And I just thought, you can't plan that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Megan about you can't plan that. Things that show up in your life that start to look like an opportunity. You can't plan that. Did Amy even think about canceling that event? I don't think so. Let's take a short break. Get ready. How do you see the opportunities in front of you? Megan's going to take that on when we come back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com. Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Yeah, well, nobody does.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight. Yeah, and then there's, what is that country song? Jessica would know it. Feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of country songs that have luck in them. I'm thinking.
And there are a lot of country songs that don't have luck in it. I grew up with a mom that was from the Deep South. And she would say to us girls, she would say, oh, girls, please do something. Please, please, I beg you, please don't become a country song. Please don't have your life be a country song. We never understood a word of what she said half the time until we got older.
Right. But
what we did learn from her is what you're talking about now. Mm-hmm. This is a woman that had her first child at 12, her second child at 13.
Wow.
And she could write the book on seeing opportunity.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. But before we do, let's talk about opportunity for folks here today, because there are a couple of things that you are rolling out, you know, 8 power steps to mastering manifesting. And so many, many other things. So let's talk about what it is you're offering, because there is a pay it forward energy that we all really need to look at, right? There's a pay-forward energy. So tell us what you've got going on.
Well, you know, for the last 10, 12 years.
Radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying.
Everything has reason and purpose, right?
I mean, that's what happens when I hit the Facebook button and they're like, don't hit the button.
Don't hit the red button, Pat.
Tell me, I can't miss an opportunity. So funny.
Where was I now? Oh, yeah. So for the last 10 or 12 years, I really feel that I have been living in this energy of manifesting. And from all the experiences that I've had around that, around essentially changing my mind to change my life, I've been able to create this system now that I'm teaching other people, which I've called the 8 power steps of becoming a master manifester. You know, I spent years studying The Secret and lots of other of that kind of genre of literature. I remember having conversations with my beautiful mother-in-law at the time about manifesting. And is it enough to state your desire and then walk away from it and let the universe take care of it? Because if you try to make it happen, are you distrusting the universe? Or should you say your desire to the universe and then work really hard to make it happen? But then is that just you making it happen? I mean, we would have these conversations mm-hmm. about the right and wrong way to manifest. What I've learned and what I now teach people is that actually the key to creating your own luck, if you will, or becoming a master manifester, is taking the time to do your own work around what it is that you are believing you deserve, you are worth, and what is possible for you. So with that in mind, I've created this system. And the first of these eight steps is, let's get into your work. Let's go deep and find out what these core limiting beliefs are. And I've been teaching this system for the last 10 years or so. I've been teaching it in person. I've done workshops on it. It's part of my healer's program, The Confident Healer. And now, as of this Thursday, I'm so excited. This is my first time taking this program online. So wow. We're going to be doing an online live 8-week training of these 8 steps to become a master manifester. And it's open to the public. It's open to anyone anywhere in the world who wants to do this work with me and wants to come into this beautiful group that we're creating to learn how to shift out of those beliefs that aren't serving you any longer, how to actually step into the life that you want and desire, and to be able to create a permanent sense of empowerment in your ability to receive what you're asking for.
Mm. One of the things I was really struck by as we were getting ready to, prepare for the show today was how important this message is and how important it is to look at the word opportunity as an energy form and not simply a word, as an energy form. Because I think one of the questions I think that you ask, right, is do you seek out opportunity or does it show up? Does that happen with or without effort? And then how do you know when this is an opportunity or not? Let's talk about this because, I do reflect upon being called the luckiest person on the planet for most of my life. I never really did see myself as that, but then I started to believe that. Once I started to believe that, I got luckier.
Funny how that works. Well, and I have a similar story. I had a story that everyone else could have it but me. All right. And I would look around and see the person who had the funky apartment that I wish I had had, or the story that they picked up some really cool thing on the side of the road. And I would feel like, how come that's not happening for me? Until I changed my mind about what was available to me. And until I had a real need to recognize when things were showing up for me. So I'd like this example of that, the neat thing that you see on the side of the road. I don't know if you guys do this down in Seattle, but here in Victoria, people put things they no longer want out on the boulevard, and it's free. Anybody can come along and benefit from that. Anyone can take the opportunity to stop at the free box and see that funky thing that they think is really cool that the person who's throwing it out doesn't want anymore. In the past, I think I would just drive by those boxes and not even see them because I wasn't expecting that cool things like that were going to happen to me. When I stepped out of my marriage, I had a house to fill. I needed to have it be set up before my girls came down to see their new home for the first time. And this amazing thing happened where once it became really evident to me that I needed to have this house filled, I had a goal of what I wanted it to look like. I had a vision of it. I put that invitation out to the universe, please help me. And the universe responded in the form of beautiful people showing up in my life with boxes full of things that they no longer wanted, that they thought would be helpful to me. I would find furniture sets on the side of the road.
Wow.
And bring them home. I furnished the entire house at no cost to myself. We had a Christmas tree up. There were presents under the Christmas tree. It was an amazing experience. And it really brought it home to me that if there's a need, if I could get clear, and if I could open myself up to receiving, then I would be able to see the opportunities and create something really beautiful from that. And I love what you said, Pat, about the energy of opportunity, as opposed to just the word opportunity. An invitation and opportunity are these two beautiful words. And what I often do when I'm working with a client is I invite them to consider a different relationship with their story. Right. Or I invite them to think about their life experiences from a different perspective. And they may not even realize that they've been invited into their own life, but that's what I'm doing, is giving that energy of the invitation which gives you the opportunity to think. If you pause for a moment and you think about that invitation, you've already opened yourself up to receiving. And it's in the energy of receiving. When we talked about this in the last episode, we talked about radical receiving, right, around the holidays. It really is that ability to step into your own knowing of your worth as that first step of those eight steps in order to receive what you need and what you want. You can have it. I'm living proof of this. And there's nothing lucky about it, quite frankly. I had to do my work. I had to ask for help. That was not an easy one for me. And then I had to be open to receiving. And then I needed to be gracious about it. I needed to say thank you. And what can I do for you? In that beautiful energy of returning it, like you were talking about.
You know, you and I were talking about this, and I think this is important to comment about. You know, we often think about our mind. We talk about our mind and how our mind, you know, can create things, openings and opportunity. But I don't think we talk enough about our words. And you and I have a mutual friend, just masterful woman, Dr. Yvonne Oswald, and her book, Every Word Has Power, came out many, many years ago, way before people were talking about The Secret or, you know, the reams of Hay House books that came out. She wrote this little book that was so powerful, Every Word Has Power. And she teaches this, and she goes around and does lectures on it. She has a phenomenal course on it. And that book, I remember getting it and realizing that in that moment, if I were to simply practice a fraction of what she was saying, something might change. I mean, let's talk about our words, if we could, and how they matter and how much power do they have, Megan?
I think our words have so much power. Here's this wonderful book that we're talking about. This book is required reading in my Confident Healer program. And I recommend it to so many people who are finding themselves stuck in their story, those limiting self-beliefs or those limiting core beliefs around things like what they can have and what they can't have, and I'm never lucky and all that kind of stuff. I want to call people out on that language and offer them a different kind of relationship with the words that they use. And the first step of that for me is that ownership piece, that responsibility piece. So instead of giving away my power by saying something like, you make me so angry, now I'm giving that person all of the control over my response. I would rather say, I feel angry when you do blah, 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 because then I'm owning it, right? It's the same thing looking at, and what Yvonne talks about, which I just love, is these low vibration words and these high vibration words. And I'd be curious to know what she thinks about the word luck and lucky. Is that a high vibration word or is that a low vibration word? Because what we do when we rely on luck, it's like relying on wishes. We're actually giving away our power to this idea that there's something beyond us that has control over the outcome and that we don't get to be a participant in that outcome. So I really do believe that if you start working with these high vibration words, and she's got these beautiful lists in her book about them, like instead of forget, you say remember, right? So instead of your child goes out to play in the snow and you say, don't forget to put your scarf on, you say, please remember to put your scarf on. There's a different kind of energy.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about opportunity is a word of energy. Every word has energy. So when you choose wisely the words you use to express your desires and wants, as well as to change your relationship with the story you might be telling yourself about what you can't have, you're going to notice an immediate result, an immediate change. I think it's so beautiful that that is such an easy, quick tool. And it's right there in front of you. Language is yours. You have access to every word in the English language or whatever language you speak. So why not choose words that are uplifting and really reflect what you want instead of relying on words that actually limit what you believe is available to you?
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, what Yvonne does say about this, by the way, is she talks about in her book that you can believe in fate or you can believe in bad luck or you can decide you know, whatever happens, fate happens, that you still have choices. You still either in harmony with God, spirit of the universe, or you're not. And I think that's what you teach as well. Because in the teachings that you have, there is always this elevation on freedom to choose. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what that means. What is it about this manifestation madness that has everybody thinking about how do I get from where I am to where I want to go in the easiest way possible? Maybe you're thinking about that. And then if you are thinking about that, why does the opposite happen? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Yep, that's I'm telling you about that country song stuff. My mom was so right about it. on any given day, you could go from a song like that to then all of a sudden flipping it over and getting right to Patsy Cline and just crying your eyes out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Listen. Before we talk about manifestation and abundance, because this is part of the energy of opportunity, again, how can people find out more about you? And also, how can they sign up for the class?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for that, Pat. Yeah. MeganEdge.ca, www.MeganEdge.ca. That's the website. Head over to the classes tab, click on manifesting, mastering manifesting, and that's going to take you to our landing page. There's a button right there up at the top. The course is $97 for 8 weeks, which is awesome. It's an amazing, amazing deal. I give and give and give when I do my courses. I love the giving. I think one of the reasons I love the giving, Pat, is because I want to challenge people's ability to receive. I'm a bit of a brat that way. I want people to recognize that if I see the value in them, that they can see the value in themselves as well, which is part of what we're going to be learning when we do the Mastering Manifesting course. So over to the website, meganedge.ca, Mastering Manifesting. Once you click in there, you can download the 30-page full-color manual that I've written out of 10 years of my doing this work. You also get this beautiful PDF on the 8 power colors of manifesting. We're going to have so much fun over the next 8 weeks in this group. I'm so jazzed for this. And talk about manifesting. I mean, this is an example of manifesting. For years, I've wanted to create online programming, but I had a story that because I do healing work, there wasn't really anything in the body of work that I do that I could craft into an 8-week or 10-week or 12-week online program. Never mind that I've taught these classes like that in person. Mm-hmm. And then I was able, when I was in Hawaii, remember we did the show from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were talking about success. And my mentor, Sage Levine, was talking in one of our workshops about opening yourself up to what's possible for you. And I'm going, yeah, I know that. And then this light bulb went off. I thought, oh my gosh, I've been teaching these modules that are now part of the Confident Healer program, these 10 modules on intuitive healing. I originally was teaching those as individual workshops on each of these areas of intuitive healing. It was like, bing, oh my gosh, I opened myself up to this, the question of how can I, instead of I don't see how or I can't. And in the how can I, boom, it was like this download from whoever, my higher self, guide, spirit, who knows, God, goddess, it looks like this. And then over the last 4 months, we've been working really hard to figure it out, to put it in place, to pull it all together, to fit it into an online format that is easy to use, that people can have fun with, that I can have fun with, that still really brings the teachings to the people who are participating in a very real and practical way that allows them to have this experience of feeling empowered by their ability to manifest what they want. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it really is part of a pivotal point in the road that we take. You know, one of our young acting stars, Jennifer Lawrence, you know, people talk about her quite often and they talk about her journey to stardom. But very few people talk about the fact that she was accidentally found on a family vacation in New York City when some talent scout noticed her. What? Like accidentally on a vacation in New York City and a talent scout noticed her, right? And then asked her to audition. And people talk about that as, what are the odds that something like that would happen? We forget about the energy that we bring forward, right?
Yeah. That's right. Because what we end up doing is we look at it as a coincidence.
A coincidence.
Right? Right place, right time.
Yeah. So let's talk about what leads up to things like that, right? And what leads up to things like that is probably this young J-Law playing roles of a prostitute in a church play or playing ballerina for her dad 24/7. I mean, as if that doesn't matter. So tell us about the energy that leads up to the magic moment.
Well, I think if you were to remember a time in your life where something happened for you that felt like it was a really lucky thing, a lucky coincidence, but if you were to go into your honesty and look at the series of events that led up to you being in that moment at that point in time, you would see that there's a flow. There's a flow in the choices that you made, the decisions that you made, and the external influences. Because remember what I said at the beginning, it's not just about what you can affect, it's the relationships that you create to co-create a reality. So where she was discovered by a talent scout, well, what was it about her that stood out for that talent scout? Was it the way she was walking, talking, being, her exuberance, her personality? And where did that come from? Right. And some of that is innate. I think we bring it in with us into each lifetime. And I think we bring it in because we have an idea, a bigger picture idea of how we expect or want this life to unfold for us, recognizing the free will piece. So that when we look at what someone's opportunities are and the invitations are, it can have a lot to do with what they've done in this lifetime. I wonder sometimes how much of it may even have to do with what they've decided from other lifetimes. I mean, I know that brings in a whole different conversation, but it does put into perspective the number of moving pieces that exist in order to create an event, a moment in life, like a pivotal moment in life, and how much are we participating in that flow of events that bring us to that pivotal point.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute in terms of what you do and how you do it and the way that this really comes to be. You know, there's this idea of looking at this word manifestation, which has gotten a lot of possibility and a lot of activity, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have stories, as I have stories, of how we can go from a horrific event in our lives and move on to places that people see as extremely lucky and opportunity driven. How does let's call it not so happy moment, how do those lead to manifestation opportunities?
That's such a beautiful way of putting it. Because here's the reality is it's not all bubbles and rainbows and sparkles when we talk about luck or manifesting. There are real stories of people who have been in pain, who have been struggling, who have been in major, major trauma. And when we look at whether we're lucky or not lucky, we can sometimes, I suppose we could go to a place of saying, well, they're really unlucky. It's really too bad that that's what their experience is. But look over here at the happy lucky. I think everyone has stories of where and when their lives have not felt lucky, when they have not felt fortunate, when they actually haven't been. And like you say, what's that process then from healing those experiences and creating a life that is one that is easy or feels easier? And that is the piece where a person, I think, comes to a point in their story where they recognize they need to be healed. Or they need to heal something, that it's no longer comfortable to be in that other kind of energy, whatever the belief is around the events that have happened in their lives. And I sometimes wonder when I teach and when I talk, it sounds like looking in from the outside that everything has always been hunky-dory, but of course it hasn't been, all right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have our stories of those moments in our lives where things simply were not going well or were going really, really painfully for us. Mm-hmm. I still believe, though, that in those moments, if we are able to find the wherewithal to say, please help me, or how can this be different? Sometimes even the smallest change can have the biggest effect down the road. You know, and something like changing your language, it may sound frivolous, but actually there's real value in that. There's real depth in that, because I think the whole way in which we move ourselves out of a bad luck situation is by changing something about the way that we are relating to that experience. And that's what a lot of people come to me for when we do the healing work, whether it's a sexual abuse trauma or loss of a loved one or some kind of horrific accident or illness, whatever it is. I do a lot of work with deep trauma, and I always come from a place of absolutely acknowledging where that trauma has come from and why it has shown up in the person's life. But then what we want to do is ask, what can you do with it now, right? How do we change the relationship we have with our story, our experiences, to be able to shift our mindset to see it from a different perspective? Mm-hmm. And I feel like when people land on that word luck, good luck or bad luck, they're really, again, giving away their power, as opposed to being able to see a place in their lives where they can make a difference by changing their mind, changing their language, and doing that the deep work around healing those wounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things I want to talk about, and let's go ahead and skip the break. I want to really talk about this idea of loving abundance and, you know, the energy of giving and giving back. You know, it's called Pay It Forward, and you've created something for people today. as well, because there is an energy to that. And that energy is so important in the manifestation of things in our lives, a positive manifestation. So, you know, you have a way to invite people to join the 8 Power Steps Mastering Manifestation. Tell us about that. And what do folks have to do to receive that gift?
What we decided for this show that we would want to do as a beautiful giveaway is to invite the first 3 people who really are resonating, really feel like this is the kind of work that they want to be doing, but that $97, even that's out of reach, then you first three people, I would like to invite you to come into the 8 Power Steps of Mastering Manifesting for free, as a gift from me to you. This work is so important. And if you know that this is the work that you want to be doing, then what I need you to do is reach out to me personally. You can email me at megan@meganedge.ca or go through the website and click on contact me. Make sure you leave all your information with the network so that they can let me know who you are. And we will get you into the program for the next 8 weeks as a beautiful gift. So if you want to grab that opportunity, if you feel like that's yours, then let us know.
And you know, as we're talking about this, let's talk about loving abundance too, because, you know, the idea, you can say it a couple of different ways. You can say loving abundance, or you can say loving abundance. Either way, those two words together are quite powerful, and they create a vibration all in them, all by themselves, right? On the one hand, some people see that as just universal generosity. But also it sets up of a vibration and a high vibration of expectancy. Let's talk about that for a minute, because I don't really know how to create manifestation without expectancy. And I think we get confused between expectancy and attachment.
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point. It takes me back to the conversations I would have with my mother-in-law around all of this. If you expect good things to happen to you, it is my belief that good things will happen to you. Not because the things that are happening to you are necessarily good or bad, but because you've decided to look at them through the filter of, this is a good thing. Whatever this is, it's a good thing. There's a silver lining. I will make good out of this. And when you attach that expectancy to abundance, which is such a wonderful word, I love that word, abundance, you can create an energy of expecting abundance. Now, the caveat to that, though, abundance is neutral. It's neutral. So I used to say, all the abundance of the universe is coming to me now. What I didn't clarify is what in abundance I was wanting. And somehow I found myself in this huge abundance of debt. My former husband and I were up to our eyeballs in it. And we kept wondering, well, why is this abundance of debt coming? We're asking for abundance. And in our minds, we were imagining a certain kind of abundance, but we weren't clear on it. We weren't really clear on the expectance of what that abundance was going to look like. And there were some issues around, do we deserve it or not, which were part of that work that we had to do, right? So when I teach around abundance, one of the things that I encourage people to do is look around you and notice the abundance of the sand on the beach, the blades of grass on your lawn, how many leaves are on a tree. When you start to see how much of something there is around you, you can start to step into this idea of abundance, which simply means a lot of. So it could be an abundance of love. It could be an abundance of gummy bears. I don't care what it is. It's just the idea that you're willing to say, it's okay for me to have more of the things that are most important to me. And we were talking on the break about the connection between intuition and manifesting, intuition and luck. And I'd like to bring that also into intuition and abundance. What does your intuition tell you about what you really need in order to be happy, to be successful, to be in love? Because here's the key point in all of this, Pat. You already know the answer to that. Right? That answer is yours. It's just like the words in your language belong to you. The knowing of what you need, you already know. What's getting in the way of that is believing that you deserve it, that it's okay to have it. whatever it is. And that's the intuition piece. It's really trusting your own inner knowing, which is what intuition is. At least that's how I teach about what intuition is.
And at the same time, that real deep sense of intuition, that knowing, feels like luck.
It can. I think it can. Like we were talking about, you know, you take the left route instead of the right route, and you feel so lucky because if you'd taken the right route and that tree fell down, you know, it was going to hit your car. So you can go, phew, you know, by the skin of my teeth, aren't I lucky? But what I would like to invite you to do is to consider that perhaps that quick thought of I'm going to go left instead of right was actually an intuitive hit.
Yeah, there you go.
And whether you call it lady luck or your guides or whoever, still you receiving a piece of intuitive knowing that allowed you to circumnavigate getting your car hit by that tree, because getting your car hit by that tree was not actually in your highest good for today.
Right.
Maybe next week, but not today.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, as we look at this, let me ask you this question. You know, as we kind of come to close today, actually, but people certainly can continue this conversation with you as they sign up for the 8 power steps to manifesting, to mastering manifestation. They can work with you on that. But as we look at this, we're also looking at the idea of building that, you know, a pinnacle of self-worth and deserving and self-confidence and self-esteem. So we're really looking at pinnacle building. And I think that's really important to keep in the forefront, because we want to really be able to rise up from wherever we are. I think we're human beings. We have limiting beliefs, even if we're not aware of them. And this is part of a conversation where you help people really rise beyond that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as you're saying that, what's coming into my mind, Pat, is I want to be really clear with everyone that I have my doubts too. I have my days where I feel like, are you serious with this? This is really how my day is unfolding. Man, what bad luck, you know, didn't find a parking spot, didn't make it on time, was late for the interview, whatever it is. I do go there. I also have this amazing toolkit of techniques where I can let myself have my little pity party and stamp my feet and shake my hands at the universe and say, why me? And then I can go into the other question, which is why not me? Like, who am I that these things aren't going to happen to me? Of course they are. So maybe if I'm not going to get the parking spot, maybe I should turn around and go home, because it's just not a good day for me to be out driving around frustrated, trying to find a parking spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not today. That's right. That's right. We all have bad days. Sure we do. And the SHIT happens, right? It does happen. But I really do believe, and this is the message I would want to leave everybody with today, I really do believe that you have the ability and capacity to change your mind about how you're going to receive the external events in your life. All right? It's kind of like making lemonade out of lemons and then adding a splash of vodka just to make it really good.
Right.
you can have an effect. And actually the only thing that you can control is your own response to the world around you.
Mm.
That's ultimately what you get to have a real honest, full on say in. So the next time something happens to you and it feels like it's bad luck, I would invite you to think about it for a moment and wonder if it really is. Because maybe in that moment it feels like it, but what if there's a reason for that moment so that the next moment shows you a whole different possibility that you hadn't even considered because you were so attached to the outcome, like we were talking about earlier with abundance, right? What if you can ask for what you need and want, ask for something to change, not be hooked into what that looks like, because that limits it, and practice going with the flow a little bit more to see what happens. I mean, really, what's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. That's right. There we go. Megan, thank you for today. I mean, you know, this is really looking at ways to really stay open and bring that energy of abundance manifestation. And I love it. You know, the more that I feel I can manifest, the more I can give back to the world. Right.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's ultimately the end goal for me, is what can I give back in service? The better my life is, the better I'm able to return that favor, to give that back. to my community, to my people. Yeah,
I love it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network, providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.